there's an oar to the left and to the right, and leading from the boat to the shoreline, there's a thin rope that kind of leads from the boat and it moves forward to the right-hand side of the painting. On the opposite side of the rope, there's an anchor that's just laying on kind of a sandy beach. And behind the boat in the left-hand corner, there's a series of boulders and rocks that are in a very shallow area of the shoreline. As you move further back into the painting on the right-hand side, it feels... There's some waves that kind of lead back, and it becomes kind of a grayer, kind of murkier feeling the further you lead back into the water. As you move further back into the painting towards the center lower region, there's kind of a rock formation that's just shadowed. It definitely feels behind the sky. It feels hazy. And as you move to the right, there's a larger rock formations that kind of take up the entire right-hand side of the painting. Towards the back, the cliffs are kind of a darker tone and are smaller, and as you move forward into the right foreground, the cliffs become much more prominent and lighter in tone. All of the shadows are in the foreground, so it's lit from behind by the sun. The cliffs go all the way from the top right and lead back towards the center, and they're definitely a very vertical kind of pulling feeling. And as you move down, there's a series of thin pebbles, kind of small pebbles and sticks, and kind of a darker sand tone that leads, a smoother sand that kind of leads down from the cliffs and back onto the shoreline.
Which is very much about gray,
far
blue,
in the distance,
yellow.
There's two very, very small figures. You can't really figure out anything about what these figures look like. They're just two thin lines.
The water almost seems
behind them, just to the right, there's a boulder that juts out and leads, basically it's jutting out so it lines up where the sun is in the center. And as you move down, there's basically a lot of boulders that kind of surround these two thin-lined figures. The shore is, it kind of swoops around from the center,
the sand,
moving to the right,
the beach,
and then leads back
round-shaped
to where the boat
rocks,
is in the left-hand
look like huge,
lower corner.
Pebbles. Then there are another two bigger rocks standing together, which look like bread rolls or something. And then there is this huge cliff on the right side. The composition is very much about the diagonal. So if you would draw a line from the left corner on the bottom up to the right one, on the right hand on top, you have the scenery, like you have the whole painting, like divided into this triangle, into these two triangles made out of this rectangular. In the left triangle, there's almost just the sky, somehow almost in the center of the whole thing, of the whole composition, there's the sun, somehow dissolved behind this cloudy, foggy, grayish situation. And in the triangle on the right side, you see a scenery which develops from the left bottom part to the right upper part, starting with the three rocks, a fisherman sitting in a boat. The boat is anchored in the sand, and as if this fisherman in the boat would look into the camera of a photographer, he looks right into the camera, right into my eyes somehow. And if you follow along this diagonal, there's one rock sticking out into the middle, and then there's this like a line of cliffs which follow this diagonal up to the right top corner. The, I would say, softer part in the whole image is the water and the sky, the clouds and the waves, which are somehow very soft and very round, very smooth, and they have a big contrast in the tough rocks and the sand, and most of all this tough, rocky, hard cliffs.
The waves gently lapping against the beach. In the very bottom left-hand corner, there's three large rocks or boulders. And next to the boulders is a small boat. It's a rowboat. And in the boat is a man. He's very small compared to the whole image. He's a very small man. He's wearing a hat. And he's sitting in his boat. He has two oars, but he's not rowing the boat. The boat is actually anchored to the beach. So coming from the front of the boat, there's a long anchor line, and then you can see the anchor. It's a T-shaped anchor sitting on the beach, just sitting really on the dry beach. It's not anchored to anything. It's sitting there in some seaweed. So the waves are lapping against the shore, and then there's the sandy beach. And on the sandy beach, there's different kinds of things. There's pebbles and small stones and larger stones and even some very, very large stones that are more like boulders. And as you follow the line along the beach, you also can see driftwood. There's quite a bit of driftwood, although definitely more stones than driftwood, but there is driftwood on the beach. Also, seaweed. Quite a bit of seaweed has washed up on to this beach as well. It looks like the tide is going out because just at the edge of the water, the sand is a little wet. So it looks like the water is receding and the tide is going out. And then you follow along the beach. There's some little jutting points, some of the areas where the beach juts out into the water. And more stones, and then in the distance, you can see two figures, which could be sticks or something, but look more like two more people. So in addition to the man in the boat, there's two more people standing on the beach in the distance. And this is a very golden image. The sun is shining through a hazy, foggy kind of sky. And in the background, behind the haze and the fog, there's another large rock formation. It looks like it's vaguely the shape of a ship, but it's definitely not a ship. It's definitely a large rock formation of some kind. But it's in the distance, and it's behind the clouds and the haze, so you can't see it very clearly. And then to the right, on the right side of the image, you can see cliffs. So there's some very tall and dramatic rock cliffs rising up
in front of
from
the, boat, there's
the edge of the
just
water.
Just a bit of water, and then the sand starts
and
to take
so
over where the water meets. The sand kind of meets the water. And it's in a really strong yellow tone, and as it moves further into the left lower corner, it becomes a darker brown tone that shows ripples of where there's previously water that probably moved in further towards towards the center of the painting. And there's a number of boulders in the right-hand lower corner that are rather small and seem very anchored deep into the sand. They just show really the tops of the boulders. There's a few pieces of driftwood and thin sticks. There's some kind of deeper orange tones that show sand that looks like it's been churned up a little bit, you know, either walked through or perhaps just, you know, having different formations land and move around. There's some really dark shadows beneath a series of three larger boulders that move up towards the center right of the painting. They're very much rounded. They're not jagged. They have kind of indentations that have a darker gray tone, and they're just a very irregular, smooth